afternoon. Good to see everybody. Injury update wise, there's really nothing new to report. I think you guys got everything. We talked yesterday about you know where Anthony was and Nate Palmer, and really no other changes to this point. Short week, as you guys know. Had a good practice out there this morning and into this afternoon in preparation for Cincinnati. So, it's going to come quick, just like everybody else. Everybody's dealing with the same thing. But, so the guys, they were focused. We had good meetings, good walkthrough for a half hour, and then had a productive practice. Come in tomorrow, do the same thing, be in helmets and spiders. Go through a process, and then Wednesday is like a Saturday. Have a mock game, jump on a bus, head down to Cincy and play. Any questions?
What's the value, given how this exhibition preseason schedule's kind of worked out, where the third one's the big one, what is the value of the fourth game to you, to a coaching staff?
Well, I mean, we're still evaluating a bunch of guys. Everybody understands and knows that following this last preseason game, 31 other teams, including ourselves, have to get down to a 53-man roster. So still a lot at stake for a lot of guys, from an evaluation standpoint. So, and it's another opportunity, for us to go out and get better.
Coming into the season, what was the reasoning behind moving Joe back from guard to tackle coming into the season?
Just still evaluating that position and still looking for, a swing tackle. Joe's a, big athletic guy and, wanted to throw him in the mix with Bradley and Link and the other guys to find out who that swing guy is. Feel great about Gaz on the right and AC on the left, but you gotta have a swing tackle. So felt like we know enough about Bradley and the other guys, but wanted to give, Joe a shot. And, see how he'd do out there. And to this point, he's done well.
Any chance Holmes gets to play? Or is he too far away still? Or
he practiced today. So we'll go in and look at the tape, and see how he did. He did look to me, just from a bird's eye view standing out there, that he did okay. So we'll evaluate, what he does tomorrow. And then, Wednesday's, obviously just a, mock game, slowed down pace. So if he feels good and the trainers feel good where he's at, then like Hugh last week, it'd be nice to get him out there and get him a little action.
You talked yesterday about Hugh Thornton, how he played nice and rust off. He comes back in practice today. In retrospect, do you like the way he played and how he responded? And I guess it's
yeah, he played well. I mean, the first snap he got in, we pulled him, and I don't know the kid's name, but number 54, outside linebacker for the Browns, came and tried to set the edge. And if you go back and watch the tape, it's pretty impressive what he did on his very first snap out there. So, again, he played consistent football throughout. He was good in the run game and got tied up on one pole, ended up on the ground. But other than that, run and pass, he did a nice job.
Considering how little he had played, I mean, did you have lower expectations because he hadn't played much because of the injury?
You would think, but him and both Khalid are, very bright guys, and they stayed with it mentally. They're sitting there going through the rehab process with Hammer and Aaron and the rest of the guys in the training room. But, you're still in meetings. You're still taking notes. You're still studying. They're all mental reps. There's nothing physical about it. Once they did start to get healthy, before you throw them into action, those guys take them on the side and they work them out pretty good. So they're still doing, position-specific drills, but it's just not combative. It's just not in practice. So, I wasn't surprised at the level of play, based on what they have done up to that point.
Have you given – yesterday you said that you were going to talk about what you were going to do in this game in terms of playing time. What have you guys decided?
We're meeting at 2:00 this afternoon, so you might have to hold off and ask me tomorrow. No, we're going to play. I mean, we're going to prepare like we always prepare, and much like Cincinnati, how this thing is every year with the Bengals. I mean, they do a great job, and they're going to prepare, and we're going to prepare, and I know both clubs are going to go try to win a football game, and still got a lot of things to work on, and you know, we'll be smart, and I know they'll be smart, so I'll let you know more at a later date, maybe 7 o'clock Thursday night.
Do you need to see Bradshaw play,
Kenny? I don't.
You talked before about how this is a tough week and the cuts are always difficult. Is it that much more difficult this year than last year? Could you compare the 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at our roster, you know, it's you know, we've created so much competition, and we're deeper across the board at all positions. So we're gonna have to let some really good football players go, you know, and they'll end up on other teams like, you know, everybody else's guys. But it's gonna be tough.
You've got a situation like that with LeVon, where he's gonna be out the first four, and you're making roster decisions. Do you try to get through without an extra body? And how will that factor into decisions that you make
like,
in terms of,
you know,
the roster?
That's, you know, one of the reasons, you know, I think it worked out for both teams, where you have a trade, and, you know, Baltimore ends up with a really good running back, you know, in DeLon, and you know, we end up with a really good wide receiver, you know, and David Reed to add to the mix, you know. Not only, you know, I know his production as a receiver isn't there, but you look at his production as a special teamer, and we got a really good core special teamer, and I know what type of kid he is, you know, because I faced him every day in practice my time, you know, in Baltimore, you know, him running, you know, the look team and running routes on our guys, so I know what he can do. So you know, that's why you keep adding, you know, pieces to the puzzle.
Is that you and Ryan just come into a meeting of the minds on decisions on guys and cuts, or is it you have your input and Ryan makes the final call? How's that work?
We all work together. It's a process. We communicate, you know, back and forth, and so that's one of the great things about, you know, this, our setup here, and the way things go, is we've got you know, great communication top to bottom, and so it's a collaborative effort, if you will. What's that?
You don't get a veto?
You're going to put me on the spot like that?
I know.
It's an ideal situation. You can't have a better situation than what we have here.
Chuck, when Kerwin Williams does what he did in that, you know, breaks a nice kickoff return, flashes with a nice run, you know, against their second unit, how important is that to see from him battling for if you're going to keep four running backs?
Very much. I mean, he's fighting his tail off to you know, to make this team, you know, and he understands what he has to do day in and day out. He understands what he has to do from a preparation standpoint, and certainly on game day, you know, like a lot of the other guys that have showed up, you know, he knows he has to go out and produce and make a case for himself.
When you think about the transition DHB has made from the start of camp to now, it seems like he's a lot more comfortable out there offensively. I mean, what are you seeing?
Just progress. Same thing you guys are seeing, Mike. I mean, the guys, you know, I know he had a rough start, you know, if you will, to camp, but it was like after a couple of days, he put that all behind him, and he just started, you know, stacking, you know, good practice on top of good practices, and been very, very consistent. So I think his, you know, comfort level, obviously, with the quarterback and the offense and the terminology helps, and then his confidence is, you know, is skyrocketing. So, you know, it's great to see, you know, him making the progress that he is. He's got to be a big-time player for us this year.